I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. You know this story.
Is there anyone there?
Yes, what do you see?
Iceberg, right ahead!
Thank you.
The Titanic. She was called unsinkable, but on April 14th, 1912, she hit that fateful iceberg and went down. Thousands of people lost their lives. The story has been the subject of Hollywood movies, songs, and soon a video game. It will let you experience what it was like on the Titanic as it sank. Thomas Linsky is the writer of the upcoming video game Titanic: Honor and Glory.
The term video game sounds tasteless. You know, maybe we're just out to make some entertainment with this or just make money, but honestly, we all are doing this because we love the Titanic and we want to see it remembered and we want to show what really happened. The premise is you are an Oxford University graduate who was framed for a number of crimes, and you find out that the actual culprit of these crimes is fleeing England on the Titanic. So you have to get aboard the ship, track the man down, find all of the clues you need to prove his guilt and your innocence. And as you're going through this, the ship hits the iceberg, and now everything goes into real time. The ship sank in 2 hours and 40 minutes. You have that much time to solve everything and get off the ship alive.
Now, I understand you did a lot of research in putting together this game, even getting in touch with the relatives of people who survived and those who perished on the ship. What was that like?
It was really exciting, actually. They all have stories that have been passed down through their family, which have never really been published. We've reached out to relatives of the famous Margaret Brown and relatives of some of the officers and some of the orchestras, and they're all happy to talk to us. But in some cases, we actually have some of them reach out to us, saying that one of their family members was on the Titanic. You know, my grandfather was a deck officer. They're all very happy to share these stories and photographs with us.
Did you learn anything that really surprised you?
Oh, absolutely. When you're working in 3D models and when you're working on a real-time timeline here, you start to see everything fit together like a puzzle piece. For example, one person might have said, I walked down this hallway during the sinking. And then right after that, they would say, I turned around and went up the stairs. And in reading it, you wouldn't know why they did that. But when you see it in a 3D model and you see the timeline being played out, you realize there was water down at the other end of the hallway, and you start to understand the causes behind the actions that survivors never really explained thoroughly.
I know as part of the video game, you're recreating the city of Southampton where the Titanic departed from as it appeared in 1912.
In order to understand the Titanic, you have to understand the world it came from. So that's why Southampton is such an important piece to the story. In researching it, it was really exciting because there are certain buildings that only existed for like 1 or 2 years at the time of the Titanic. Certain hotels where certain crewmen on the Titanic spent their last days on land. The ship was built in Ireland, but it set sail from Southampton, and that's where most of the crew came from. So we feel like it's our little way of showing that this is not just about a cool ship. It's about those who were on it, those who survived, those who didn't. This is about humans. And by including a lot of their homes, the streets where they lived, and the streets where they walked, it's our way of saying, this is a real thing that happened, and we want to treat it with respect.
Why do you think people are so drawn to the Titanic story?
It's a perfect story. It's got elements of hubris. It's got bravery. It's got cowardice. You know, if you're trying to make it a story about class struggle, you can. If you're trying to make it a story about romance, everyone sees in the story of the Titanic something that they can connect to.
Thomas Linsky is writer and director of the future video game Titanic: Honor and Glory. Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you very much.
If you can't wait for the game to be released, Linsky and his team have created a real-time simulation of the sinking of the Titanic. It takes more than 2 hours. It's slow but chilling. And the video's gone viral. More than 3 million people have seen it. You can see it, too, on our website, PRI.org.